Good day, my people. My name is Mr. Clock, and today we'll be talking on how to save our environment. How to save our environment, and I'll be specifically talking about how food packaging is bad for the environment. Why plastic containers and all these foils and takeaway substances are actually bad for the environment. Paper, glass, aluminium, steel, and plastic can be recycled if taken separately, but mixed material obviously prevail in fast food chains due to the abundance of trash and lack of bacteria. Plastic degrades even slower. Consequently, the landfills cannot process the garbage for decades. So this actual stuff, which this plastic food packaging actually stays in the ground, and the bacteria there cannot even make it to decay. So it's actually hurting the environment so badly. Packaging waste pollutes the air, water, pollute the soil too. In fact, 1.9 million tons of packaging waste product produces at the same time of greenhouse gas as 860,000 cars. So if you check the equivalent, it's almost as if 860,000 cars are emitting carbon dioxide to the environment just from the food packaging waste. So apart from even littering the environment, it causes serious damage to the soil and even wildlife and even the ocean life too. Everything is affected by this. So how do we go about stopping this? Because plastic bottles and all these other plastic stuff, they don't biodegrade. They will remain in our environment forever. When plastic degrades, toxic chemicals in the plastic are released into the environment, and that's even worse. Any plastic that makes it into the environment will stay in the environment forever, harming wildlife in the future. So all these plastics, they don't decay. They remain the way they are. They are for ages. So how do we go about this? How this is a very serious problem that needs to be treated, and I'm pretty surprised that the world leaders and so many other people are not taking this case so serious, because plastic is one of the most persistent pollutants on earth. It's made to last, and it does often for even 400 years and more. Those plastic stuff will still be there, and even at every step in its life cycle, even long it has been discarded, plastic creates greenhouse gas emissions that are contributing to warming of our world. Even global warming, these plastic containers also contribute. So what do we do about this? How do we stop it? So guys, I would like to hear from you guys, because I'm also as confused as you are. I'd like to hear from you guys. Your comments will go a long way on our Facebook page and our Twitter handle to tell us, what do you think can be done? Is there any other way we can repackage our food and drinks without using plastic? Or what can be done to stop this pollution? Because the Mother Earth is crying bitterly. So guys, we'll be expecting to hear from you guys. And on the second episode, we'll talk extensively based on your comment. See you guys same time next week.